and welcome to Spaces Unscripted. My name is Alyssa Esposito, and this is my very first episode that I will be releasing on April 1st of 2025. We talk all things creative and dive into the creative minds of those who are shaping our world, and I am just lucky enough to chat with them. Funny enough, I actually recorded my first episode in the beginning. I was feeling super confident and I really thought that I had it all together. And so I went for it and I recorded my first episode. And that was quite a few weeks ago, if not months ago. And I felt like I needed to re-record it for a few reasons. First of all, I wanted to properly introduce myself now that I'm a little bit more comfortable with a microphone. I wanted to talk about who I am, what I'm doing, what this podcast is doing, and just really give a proper introduction to Spaces Unscripted and share it. I come from an entertainment industry background. I started in theater as a kid. I have lived in New York, moved to Los Angeles, and I started doing acting out there with TV and film when I was pretty young. And, you know, it's always a tricky thing to call yourself a child actor when the follow-up question is like, okay, well, what have I seen you in? There's not a ton of, I don't want to say awareness because that's so intense, but I don't think there's a ton of conversation around the people who were child actors and really put just as much effort as those who have the product to show for it. But, you know, we're there and we're in the classes and we're, you know, doing homeschool, independent study, whatever it may be. So that was one of the things is I have such an acting background and that's a huge part of me. And then as I got older, I went to college for interior design and I really enthralled myself in that. And that became my entire world. And I really struggled for a very long time of figuring out, okay, well, how do they marry together? How do they work? I don't understand it. And those who are closest to me know that that's been, it's like almost a little bit of an identity crisis. You don't really know what bubble you're supposed to fit in because so much of the entertainment industry is trying to put yourself into a bubble and trying to fit a look or trying to figure out where you belong. So I think for so long, my mindset was, okay, well, where do I belong? And then I shifted careers into interior design. And I felt like I really had to disassociate from the entertainment industry because, well, you can't have both. But now I'm starting to realize that you can. And there's no reason for me to have that boundary or, you know, put myself in that box. So this podcast has been I don't want to say the child of that, but it's kind of been the passion project, child of my entertainment industry background and my design world. So I've also felt like I wanted to, and this is why I felt like I really needed to re-record a first episode, is because when you first start podcasting, there's so much that you don't know and you're kind of just figuring it out as you go along. And I've had some really great mentors and people that have inspired me to start the podcast. But it really is like you just kind of have to jump into it and fight the analysis paralysis of not doing it until it's perfect. So through that, I realized the first season of Spaces Unscripted, I really wanted to dedicate the episodes to conversations with the people who are closest to me, because I'm so lucky that I've had so many people in my life and so many of my friends, my family, my mentors, my coaches, my teachers, so many people that have impacted me are so cool and have such amazing careers and have gone through pivots and changes just the way that I have. So I really felt like I needed a platform to share stories. And so the first season, the first 10 episodes of Spaces Unscripted will be really amazing conversations, but just so happens to be with people that personally have impacted my life, that have shaped me. And I think that's so special because I didn't really do that on purpose. I think I did that you know, just instinctually, you want to talk to those that you're the most comfortable with and that have amazing stories. But I'm looking back now and I'm like, wait a minute, these people are so cool. So that's my season one. And then as I pivot into season two, I'll shape it from there. But I really did want this. I wanted it to stay true to the name, to Spaces Unscripted. Obviously, I think it sounds great. So not to toot my own horn, but I love the name. But Spaces, there's all different spaces. This is not for any specific type of creative. This podcast is for all of the creatives, whether it be in the design industry, whether it be in the entertainment industry. I'm planning on having conversations with other podcasters. There is no ceiling, and I didn't want to limit myself. So because at first that I started that struggle again, I started saying, okay, well, maybe I make a podcast about interior design. Nah, maybe I make a podcast about acting. Nah. And so I was like, I'm going to do all of it. I'm going to just have amazing conversations with creatives and talk about their journey and their careers and all of the pivots that come along with it. I think my hope for this is that whoever's listening now or future episodes, or if someone's just circling back to this episode months down the line or years down the line, I hope people can pull inspiration from this and can know that even though your journey might not have worked out the exact way that you thought it was going to, none of it's a waste and none of it is for nothing. And I think a lot of people struggle with that, but I had such a hard time understanding that it wasn't acting when I wanted it to be acting. And it wasn't, you know, maybe that interior design when I wanted it to be interior design. But now I'm so grateful for all of my experiences and all of the people who I've come in contact with, because look at what I'm doing. Really want this to inspire whoever's listening. If I had a podcast that I could listen to back when I was 13, 14, 15 years old, encouraging me to keep going, but also to explore other avenues and explore different career paths, I feel like that would have been so beneficial for me. It's okay to be confused, that the journey will make sense at some point. And those pivots are what shapes you and what really makes your journey special. So I think looking back at the conversations that I've had with a lot of people, I've noticed that one common thread is that there are lots of twists and turns. There are so many of them. So I'm really, really, really excited for everyone to hear what I've been working on and, what I think a lot of the conversations will bring. I wanted to keep a short episode to begin with because I didn't want to hit everyone who's listening with a really long 40-minute episode to start. And also I'm a newbie, so I think easing into it is good. I want to do these episodes every two episodes. I want to do a check-in or a solo episode. Still trying to figure out what I want to call them, if I want it to be a segment, if I just want to leave it alone. I don't know, but it's been really fun trying to figure it out. So these will be like my little short snack episodes. There you go. Maybe I'll call them snacks. Maybe I'll call them snack episodes. Little appetizer episodes. But whatever they do end up being called, let me know what you want to hear in these. Let me know what snacks you want to hear. But wherever you are, whoever you are listening or watching, thank you for being here. If you've been following along on my social media leading up to this, thank you for supporting me and for interacting. And I really want this to be collaborative. I want someone who's listening wants to hear from someone specifically or wants to hear about a specific field. I hope that you let me know. And I want it to feel like my listeners are in the room with me. I want it to feel like we're in it together and we're learning together. I've already learned so much from the conversations that I've had that I didn't know, even with those that are closest to me. I've learned so much about them. And I think that's a really beautiful thing. So I hope you keep listening. I hope you keep watching. And here we go. So that will do it for the first episode of Spaces Unscripted. And I really hope to see you back here next time. I'll see you again soon.